Behold, the divine awakening of titans, sovereign minds who shatter the chains of mediocrity and ascend as philosopher kings, ubermensch, visionary architects of tomorrow's world. Behold, the mendacious phantoms that enshroud thy spirit, these sacerdotal chimeras, these pedagogical tyrannies, these plutocratic shackles that bind the nascent eagle. Cast off these soporific enchantments, religion that grant hallucination of the herd, that opiate fantasy for the spiritually indigent, that grotesque masquerade of the transcendent. 'Tis but the fevered dream of those who dare not look upon the sublime terror of existence unveiled. The scholastic apparatus, that machine of mediocrity, it breeds not wisdom, but servile memorization. Not genius, but the genuflecting automatons. Not creators, but craven competitors for grades. The temple of learning becomes a factory of fear, where the divine spark of curiosity is extinguished beneath the weight of examination and conformity. Beware of golden fetters of mammon, poverty inherited like some ancestral curse, wealth hoarded by the spiritually bankrupt. Both conspire to stunt thy metamorphosis. The laborer's yoke promises liberation, yet delivers only perpetual bondage, a contract signed in sweat and sealed in sorrow. See how the world divides itself with arbitrary borders, ruled by those hollow marionettes of power, these silver-tongued charlatans who know not the price of bread nor the weight of genuine learning. They send thy children to perish in foreign fields, for abstractions they themselves cannot fathom. While life, sacred, irreplaceable life, is squandered upon the altar of their vainglorious ambitions. But hear this call, thou dormant titans. Ye are not the inferior beings they proclaim. Each soul harbors the seed of magnificence. Each mind the potential for philosophical grandeur. The capacity for genius lies not in the chosen few, but in every human heart that dares to beat with the rhythm of authentic existence. Rise, ye who would be more than mere mortals. Cast aside the squalid comforts of intellectual sloth. Embrace the perilous path of true education, not the rote recitation of dead formulae, but the living communion with eternal questions. Adventure. Adventure. Beacons. From mountain peaks and library halls, from the continental divide to the realm of pure thought. Ye are known as royalty among the stars, not because of birthright or accumulated gold, but because within you burns the sacred fire of consciousness awakening to its own power. Ye are the new intellectuals, the Übermensch, the humanists who see humanity's potential unveiled, the philosopher kings who rule first over themselves, the visionary thinkers who peer beyond the veil, the Renaissance men who embrace all knowledge as their kingdom. Therefore, honor these sacred stepping stones. Honor them dear. The outsider's alienation, thy first glimpse into the separation from the herd, the misfit's bitter resignation, thy recognition that conformity is death, the rebel's fierce negation, thy courage to reject the false, the poet's beautiful despair, the soul's cry for authentic expression, the seer's passive contemplation, thy awakening to deeper truths, the individualist's proud solitude, the declaration of self-sovereignty, the wayfarer's endless wandering, the quest for meaning beyond convention, the rustic simple wisdom, the grounding in earth's eternal rhythms, the outcast's painful exile, thy purification through suffering, the dreamer's necessary fantasy, thy vision of what could be, the genius's isolated brilliance, thy glimpse of intellectual height, the savant's focused expertise, thy mastery of chosen domains. These are thy noble stations on the path to greatness, each stage essential, each phase a sacred preparation. Yet do not linger over long in any single dwelling. Rise higher and higher. Transcend and interrogate. Become the great being, the synthesizer of all wisdom, the creator of new values, the architect of tomorrow's world. For in thy mind lies the power to transfigure this veil of tears into a garden of possibilities, to transform the dross of inherited limitation into the gold of self-actualized magnificence and greatness. The time for growing up has come, not into the stunted adulthood of compromise, but into the full flowering of human potential. Let thy authentic education be thy emancipation, the wisdom, the weapon against the forces of degradation, thy creativity, thy contribution to the cosmic symphony. You are known as royalty among the stars. Now claim your throne.